The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Update on an Amber Alert you've been hearing about moments away. Donald Trump crushed it last night in New York. Pretty amazing when you think about it. The percentage is well exceeding what he was predicted to get. Another reason to get a little weary of the predictions, right, that come about. What else? It's Weed Day. Did you know that? There's Weed Day events that are happening. Mandan, Fargo, and somewhere else. I forget where. Why is there a Weed Day? Anything good that comes out of Weed Day?
That's the day you leave milk and cookies off for Snoop Dogg, as the joke goes.
One redeeming factor anyone could come up with for Weed Day?
If you're into, if that's your thing... I'm thinking probably more than just 420, you know, the day you're doing it, right?
Yeah, right. There's weed days. It's plural. There's weed weeks.
You don't say, you know, without it, the other 364, if that's your thing. You're already there.
Your weed month. Yeah. So Fargo, Mandan, and Valley City, there's going to be rallies today for Weed Day in which sponsors of a proposed ballot measure that would like to see a full legalization of marijuana in North Dakota and a separate measure to legalize medical marijuana are, using these weed days to gather. So if you want to...
That's the day you go out in your yard and you clean up all the crabgrass and stuff like that, right?
Just look for the Texas Hippie Coalition in the in Mandan today.
Did you totally miss that?
I did. What did you say?
It's the day you pull all the crabgrass and stuff out of your yard.
Yeah, there you go. Different kind of weed. Yeah. Fargo's Island Park. Let's see here. Minot, Moose Park, and in Valley City, Barnes County Courthouse. They better be careful there. Anyway, why am I telling you this? I don't even know. I guess because I find it ridiculous. Personally. And, you know, if I was in the medical marijuana camp, which I still don't understand that because my understanding is you can get a pill that will do the exact same thing that the marijuana would do without the need to change the laws on marijuana. So I don't know why you just wouldn't get the pill myself. But, you know, if I were in the medical marijuana camp, in other words, I thought it is something that was necessary for a family member or myself or whatever to manage a disease, I'd be really upset about Weed Day and about, recreational marijuana efforts and everything else. Because look at Colorado. It's a mess. It's a laughing stock. It's a joke. And, that really is a bad idea. Anyway, just some commentary on that particular issue. Welcome yours as well at 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on What's on Your Mind. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd of the Radio God Mitchell. He's right there waiting for your text at 701-226-8503. You can also email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So an update on the Amber Alert, first of all. I've been hearing a lot about this, and we had reports early this morning that a Kinsley Ava Leanne Olson was believed to have been abducted or endangered. Native American female, 1 year of age, black hair, brown eyes, 3/4 inch scar over her right eye, last seen at a residence in Poplar, Montana. Thought to be with Timothy Donheim, described as a white male with brown hair, hazel eyes, 55 years of age, 6 feet, 2 inches tall, weighing approximately 220 pounds, with long hair. Now, there was a Amber Alert put out for the vehicle, Chrysler 550. Long story short, here's the new information. The vehicle previously involved in the search has been located in Minot, so they found the vehicle. The female suspect, Melinda Tweet, has also been located in Minot. The child and the male suspect remain at large. Okay? So we're still looking for this youngster, Kensley Olsen, I just described, and this Timothy Dornheim. Still looking. So that's the latest there. But they're getting closer, and Minot is connected to this and as suspected. So I wanted to give you an update on that. Okay? Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. And a quick update on a story we brought you earlier. I guess it was Friday, I think, ahead of an event on Saturday, the fundraiser for the Do It Well Foundation. That was a project that resulted from the tragic loss of Jeremiah Soldier. Jeremiah, a nine-year-old little boy, killed in an ATV accident last fall in Grand Forks. They raised over $6,000 for the foundation. How about that? Now, again, the money goes towards getting Lego kits and Bibles into hospital waiting rooms for youngsters. So it's a great cause. The Do It Well Foundation, named after this nine-year-old boy, lost to a tragic accident last fall. So, Detroit, Soldier, thanks for the update. $6,000. Thanks for all of you for participating, and hope you continue to support that great cause and this family doing some good from a tragedy. All right, so Wednesday edition of the program brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry responsible for thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota. It's a challenging time, but these good folks in this industry doing a lot of good work in the way of innovation and finding efficiencies. So as the price of this oil comes back, hovering around the low 40s now, we had 50, we had 60s, as predicted by none other than Harold Hammer, Continental Resources, and others by the end of the year, and continuing to come back, that you're going to see, again, jobs added by the thousands in this industry from this innovation. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Bob in Valley City has a question, so let's get to it here on the What's on Your Mind program at 800-228-0550. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been hearing about Borgum. He's got this ad out that says Stedham is supporting or did support Obamacare, and now just today I heard Stedham's campaign say, well, Borgum's a liar, and Stedham never did that. Could you find? I mean, I've been trying to find out Stedham's truth, and I can't do it. I don't know where to look. I'm not looking in the right place. One of these guys is lying,
Well, really, I actually think they both are telling the truth, but it started with the Borgum campaign saying that Wayne Stedham, as Attorney General, was the only Republican Attorney General that didn't sign on to one particular fight against Obamacare. That's factually true. But does that mean that Wayne Stedham supports Obamacare? No. And he can, as he has factually said, here's how I fought Obamacare. And I fought other overreach. So it's campaign season. Now, I know other people that asked the question that were, Republicans at the time. Why not fight that? Why not take that one on? And it was, there's an argument there for why not. A particular nuance on the issue, and so it can be explained, but others ask the same question. But I think it's also unfair to say that Wayne Stedham is a fan of Obamacare. He's not, and he's demonstrated that in other ways. So they're actually both right on the particular issue, but those are the kind of things that, come up in campaigns, And when there are differences, and unfortunately, I think for the Stedham campaign, when you're having to explain, it is, the fact that you have to explain it all puts you on the defense right away. I think they have a plausible defense of why he didn't, and I think he can point to other things where he's fought the administration. So you have to be a savvy voter, Bob, and sort it all out. But if you like, we can have – we've invited, actually, both campaigns. We want to do an hour a week now till the June 14th election. And we've given each of the campaigns an opportunity to take that time and do that. So we're in the process of doing that. We've heard back from the Borgum campaign, and I'm not sure if we've heard back from the Stedham campaign yet. But we are in the process of picking dates. And if you like, Bob, we'll make that issue one of the issues we tackle.
Well, that'd be great, because I don't really, they both can't be right. And, you know, it should be clarified so that we can understand it.
Here's what I really hope happens in that race. And I know there's people that are, you know, that I like, that I respect, that I consider friends, that would never want me to say a good thing about Doug Burgum ever on the radio, right? And there's folks in the Burgum camp who I respect as well that would love it if I would, you know, go to areas that I might disagree with Wayne Stengem on, right? I really want this to be on the voters. I want the voters to aggressively question these candidates on issues important to you, so you know in your heart of hearts where they stand on a particular issue. This is a very important milestone in the history of North Dakota. And there are, I've said this before, there are good things and attributes that each of these candidates would bring. The question is for you, the voters, to determine who do we need at this time. And I hope that happens in this race. I really do. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Be here on Monday and Tuesday. I'm warning you that you can start the party now, Todd. You and Manny can.
Where are you going to be?
Have a little fun. Our daughter is participating in something as a ritual at Chandler called the Junior Retreat, and they go off on a retreat for a couple of days, and they needed some parents to, help out, like the food line or something. I'm going to be like the lunch lady. for Monday and Tuesday.
At 9 in the morning?
Starts at 8:30.
Yeah, I want to see you dressed up as a lunch lady. Make sure we get pictures of that.
Just reading my instructions that I am to arrive at 8:30 a.m. on Monday to prepare for Monday lunch. And then, you know, I've got the Monday dinner thing, and I got the Monday evening snack thing, and evidently they've never seen me in the kitchen either. This is not going to be pretty. I hope it's like mac and cheese or something. I can't mess up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, no, I wanted to do this just because, well, my wife cheated. She was able to go on a whole, you know, San Antonio choir thing and the whole deal. So I'm just trying to get my...
You might want to pick a different word than your wife cheated.
Well, cheated in taking the wonderful opportunity to be with our daughter for a couple of days. Yeah, it was more than 2 days. But anyway.
Okay, but still.
I hear you, yeah. That'll be on the mess line, so I'm looking forward to it. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. You've heard me talking about B-Mobile probably, and many of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network. If so, hey, listen up. Are you stuck in a contract or a device agreement? One of those folks that left Verizon and realized, hey, this other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, right now, come home to Verizon at B-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. Up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at B-Mobile. Just call or visit a B-Mobile location. Get all the details today. Stop and see them in Minot or Bismarck, in Fargo or Grand Forks, in Williston or Jamestown, Valley City, Devil's Lake or Wahpeton, Botten 02. They're in Bemidji, Thief River, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. What is on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. I want to talk a little about Trump last night. And that victory and what this means going forward, and Cruz claiming he won in North Dakota. But I'm deferring to you, the fine listeners of this program, to talk about what you want to talk about. First up here, Pete on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I just was listening to a news report and read also about this Catholic priest, was the perpetrator of sexual abuse here years ago and now is living in India. It just caused me to think about all the scandal that the Catholic Church has had with their clergy. And my question is, I always hear about these situations, but I never read or hear about these clerks that are ever held accountable and actually serve any time in the slammer for this abuse. And, if anybody else would do this, it would seem to me that there's a crime committed and you're going to serve some time. Am I missing something, or is there some immunity that these folks have by
no.
doing this?
Yeah, I think the only thing in some cases has been statute of limitations. But the story you're talking about, the priest that was deported to India, he was deported to India after completing his jail sentence in Minnesota. So the specific case you're talking about, he was in jail and was sentenced to. So, I think that that's not uncommon. You know, look, here's the deal. To the extent that they find these perpetrators and prosecute them, I'm all for it. But I have to tell you, if you really analyze a lot of these stories, I forget how you say his name, but this priest that's going back to India being a prime example. I mean, that same story has been in the news about a zillion times, and you kind of get the impression that there's all these priests, and it's one story, it's one priest. So, I mean, to the extent that the man is guilty and has served his time, I can't even begin to describe the ire I feel for an individual that would harm a child like that, right? And also, to the extent that there has been cover-up within the church, it's unforgivable. You know, how in the world you would do that is beyond me. But I have to tell you, I think that the vast majority of these stories get so overblown as to have you believe, Pete, that this is widespread and they're getting by with it and the church doesn't care. It's just at odds with the facts. That's what really bugs me. There's not good reporting on this. There's a lot of people trying to perpetuate this as being a bigger, you know, bigger in the sense there's more of this abuse than there actually is to further their own particular cause. Does that make any sense?
Well, perhaps, but I beg to differ as far as this being, you know, an unusual case. I mean, over the last several years, there have been many, many, many reports of a number of Catholic clergy that have, you know, been accused and, you know, alleged that this has been going on, and victims have come forward, but I never read about them serving any time. Unless I'm really missing something. I just saw the movie Spotlight. I don't know if you've seen it, but I mean, if that's
total disgrace of a movie. Total disgrace of a movie. Twisting. Again, that's my point. I mean, if we're talking about percentages of Catholic priests that offend, we are talking 0.5%, okay? It is a small, small number. Yet you believe, because the media reports, that there's this huge number, and all these have come out, it really is not that many in proportion to the total amount of priests. Another fact, I mean, if you look at other religious denominations and abuse with the clergy, higher percentage than priests. I'm not forgiving any priest that did this by any stretch. I think it's horrible. I'm not forgiving anybody that covered it up. I'm just asking for factual, you know, black and white facts on a particular story, and they're blown out of proportion by a bunch of attorneys who love to prey on victims and try and get big paychecks. You know, it's a boon for some of these folks. And Minnesota's the hotbed of it, so we hear about it more than most in North Dakota. But, you know, the frustrating part is I don't think the proportion is there and accurate as to the percentage. Your question overall on how many of these people actually are prosecuted, put in jail, I don't know the answer to that. I just know in the case of the Minnesota one you brought up, that person was deported after serving a jail sentence. So I know that much. But I don't know overall on how many, Pete, but I appreciate you calling. Thanks so much. Let's take this off-air call here that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Mr. Todd Mitchell.
On my mind today is Doug Burgum. I'm getting really sick of hearing his ass on TV or on the radio, I should say. Everything is half-truths, taking all the context, something like that. He's grasping for straws. He in his ads, he's talking about this billion-dollar deficit. Well, it's not really a billion-dollar deficit, and he kind of implies that Wayne Benjamin had something to do with it. Well, he didn't. He's attorney general. He wasn't governor. He wasn't a senator. He wasn't nothing. And he keeps on harping that he's a conservative.
Hold that thought.
Really,
it was just a longer call than I realized we had time for, so we'll just pick that up after the other side of the break and give you a chance to comment on that more. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Trump's win in New York City. Hillary's win in New York. Let's talk about it. Come on.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
That's me sleeping soundly.
Oh, things are good, aren't they?
Most comfortably. Is that how you sleep too? Just
Well, I don't know if I sound like that or not. I have no idea because I'm asleep.
Yeah, but, yeah. Just the sound of that, though, that great sleep.
You know, I they forgot to take that to Sioux Falls over the weekend, and I felt the difference. I paid dearly.
They call it REM sleep. You know, when you get in that spot where you're really your body's getting the most from the sleep. The most important thing to your sleep is. The most important thing, rather, to your health is your sleep. I'll say that again. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. In other words, get enough sleep. That's the most important thing you can do to stay healthy. Well, what's the most important thing to get sleep? Use my pillow. Todd and I are living, breathing examples of it. And the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, with a patent interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position, machine washable and dryable. This baby is low maintenance. Non-allergenic. It stays cool so you're not tossing and turning. 10-year warranty. It won't go flat. It means you're going to have it for 10 years. Pennies a night to sleep on this baby. 60-night money-back guarantee. And right now we have the 4-for-1 deal. You got two of the classic pillows. You got two of those. Plus two of the go-anywhere pillows like Todd's trip to Sioux Falls. You just, you know, keep one of the go-anywhere pillows in the car, suitcase, works perfect. $99.98 for four pillows. That's a savings of $160. If you want the deal, call MyPillow.com or phone them up at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. What's on your mind? Is it Weed Day? By the way, Weed Day is clearly on Todd's mind because he's been testing out new bumper songs. What's that song you've been thinking about adding to the rotation every 420? Right here?
Well, it was sounds featured innocent. In an episode of a popular TV show called Family Guy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6, 7.
It kind of hits it.
Bag of weed, a bag of weed, a weather is better with a bag of weed. You're a happy guy when you plant the seed, because everything is better with a bag.
I weep for my country, ladies and gentlemen. Weep for my country. 420, it's like Weed Day today. And in North Dakota, efforts underway to get you to sign a petition in support of one of two things that supporters would like on the ballot. One, recreational marijuana, i.e. North Dakota becomes a Colorado. The other, medical marijuana. If asked, would you sign either of those petitions today in Mandan or Valley City or Minot or Fargo? Would you sign them? 800-228-0550 to tell me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Shakopee Police Department has a great idea here. I see on their Twitter feed, since it's 420, meaning April 20th today, that's the big day for them, we would like to welcome all drug dealers to use our lobby for their transactions today. Please check in at the front desk. Somebody will probably do that. They will be under the influence of this, but somebody will probably do that. Last night, big win for Donald Trump, exceeds the expectations there, and has that air of inevitability back, it seems to me. What did you think of that? What's your thoughts on that? Question for you, too, here today. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline to tell us what's on your mind. Okay, so back to that call that was critical of what he said were half-truths in the ads of Doug Burgum. Go ahead and roll the rest of that time.
He keeps on harping that he's a conservative. Well, not really conservative. He's socially liberal, very liberal socially. Maybe fiscally, yeah, probably. But still socially, he's not a conservative. And if he really is a conservative, he shouldn't have to keep on telling us he is. Just wish he'd tell the truth. Well, actually, I wish he'd just get out of the race. But he's doing himself a disservice by harping on this stuff constantly, because all it's doing is turning people away from him. I know I'm sick of his phone calls and everything that I get from his campaign. His actions are just making me not want him as a governor at all.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you for sharing that. As I said earlier, I really hope that voters drill down on this. First of all, I'll say it again, as I've said many times before. Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum are good people who each in their own individual way, Wayne is a longtime public servant, attorney general most recently, legislator before that, in law practice in Grand Forks. Doug Burgum in this incredible story of really, you know, coming off the farm in Arthur and doing what he did. They're great stories, okay? Now, when people like that enter politics, and obviously Wayne's been at it a lot longer than Doug has been at it in the quote-unquote political world, you know, people, you know, if you're a Wayne Stengem supporter and you're on the track of, it's his, he should be governor, and he'll continue this track of a Dalrymple and a Stengem and of a Hovind and a Schaefer and kind of the heir apparent, if you will. Doug Burgum is a threat to you because, I would love it, call me naive, I'd love it if we say, look, both of these people have attributes, both have resumes that we as the folks who are hiring a new governor out of way, and they come at it from very different things. I don't think one or the other is a bad person. I think they're both good people that have good attributes. I'm sorry, call me crazy. That's how I'm going to approach this race. And you, not me, not any other editorial page editor or columnist or blogger or anything else, just the heck with all of them. Get under the hood. Look these people in the whites of the eye. Ask the questions important to you and make a decision. That's how it's supposed to work. And it'll be great if, in fact, enough of you engage in that particular issue. You know, the ads and the campaigns, they're kind of the noise. They're designed to influence you, but you can break through all that. You don't have to have the frustration this caller does. You really don't. You know, I'll give you an example. He said he's frustrated with the half-truths in the ads, and he mentioned the deficit. We don't have a deficit. He's right. I've said that on the air. We don't have a deficit in North Dakota. We constitutionally can have a deficit, but we do have a budget shortfall. Now, we have a boatload of rainy day funds, because we are a belt and suspenders kind of crowd. So both arguments are right. One, we don't have a deficit. We have a budget shortfall. Well, really, okay, less money came in than we thought was going to come in, and we're going to have to do something about it. That's the bigger story. But really, both sides are right on that one. I wouldn't get too wrapped up on that.
You know.
And I noticed that the Burgum campaign now calls it a budget shortfall versus a deficit. So factually, that's now accurate in the ads that I've heard anyway. Let's see. Steve in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go, Steve.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty perfect. He said you got to look him in the whites of the eye and really ask the question. You talked about getting Stengem and Burgum on for an hour or so, you know, before the election. That's not going to happen with Stengem. It's no surprise you said that he didn't respond back to you. No political or media guy has been able to get him on the radio or TV. And I was at the convention, and you could run into candidates all over the place in there in the comments, including, you know, Hovind, Cramer, people that don't need to be hanging out there talking to people, and they were. I saw one little glimpse of Stenjum. So my question is he being bullied into this and he doesn't really want it, or is he such an establishment guy he thinks he can just have it without trying at all?
I don't know. I mean, Wayne is a personable guy. He is the, you know, he is if you see him at a picnic or some kind of a rally or something, he's not, you know, although I wouldn't say he's the kind of typical Ed Schaefer, slap every back, shake every hand in the room kind of guy either. He's just different in that way politically. But I don't think it means he doesn't want it or doesn't like it or anything else. And I don't think it's you don't get pushed into something like this, right? I mean, you talk to your wife, you make a real personal decision, you know what it involves. So I don't think that's accurate. But I will say that I don't think he's as and part of that is having been attorney general, right? So if you're attorney general, you don't exactly rush to the microphones on every issue because there's a lot of things that are you know, you can't say and you're restrained from saying. And it's sort of like Drew Wrigley as U.S. attorney. I mean, Drew Wrigley is an outgoing person who is, very affable to the media, but he couldn't say a lot of things in the Drew Shedin case, for instance, or whatever. The attorneys are restrained in that regard. So I think any of that is there. But, and as far as responding, that's more of a campaign thing. That's not Wayne himself. Let me ask, Rev, have we heard back from the Stenjum campaign on our offer of the hour a week deal? Rev? He's not listening right now. I'll try again. Have we heard back from the Stenjum campaign? Hang on one second here, Steve. I'm going to get an answer.
Yeah.
We have heard back now?
Yeah, they'll be on next Friday.
Okay, so do we have these scheduled yet?
Not yet. We're still trying to work logistics.
Okay, all right. So to update you, we have recently heard back from the Stenjum campaign, so that's good news. We heard from the Burgum campaign right away, and a day or two later, the Stenjum campaign. We have asked for an hour per week from each. And it sounds like I don't know who's going first, but Friday we have the first one. Is that this Friday?
Next Friday.
Next Friday is the Stenjum camp?
Yep.
Next Friday is the Stenjum camp?
Next Friday is the Stenjum camp, and then this week we're not sure anybody can do it because right now
we're still working on this week.
Go tomorrow.
This week, but they're gonna rotate basically. So anyway, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Whether he's the attorney general or not, he is running for governor, so he should really be talking to people. He really should be on these radio shows so people can get to know him.
No, you're right now. You know, no question about it. Now, the accessibility now has to be there. You're absolutely right. I would agree with that. I was just talking about in the past, I guess.
Well, anything else? Think what we're going to end up having if he wins is just an empty chair where nobody's going to get anything out of this guy. I guess that's all I got to say.
You're not a Wayne Stenjum fan. And the previous caller was not a Doug Burgum fan. And you know what? That's why they have elections, right? And that's why we have a show like this. And that's why I say I want Steve and the caller before, who I guess we didn't have the name because it was an off-air call, who have really opinions on opposite ends of the spectrum here, to engage in the race and probe and ask those questions. That's why we're bringing these candidates here. So I hope you call, Steve, when we do have Wayne on and ask about some of these things, okay? Appreciate the call.
You.
Thanks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says, an earlier caller said that Doug Burgum was a social liberal. How does he know that? Well, I guess you're perceiving that from the campaign. I don't know that I can say that. I know that a lot of people believe that. I would say that if you ask people, political people that watch these races, they'd say that would be an accurate statement. But I personally have probed and asked a lot of questions, and I haven't gotten enough answers to be able to make an assessment on that question yet. But I plan to, without question. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Great discussion.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Your caller a couple back ranting about the priests is a prime example of the rampant anti-Catholic bigotry throughout the nation.
Hi, Mr. Scott. You started to play that phone call. Anyway, to take that one step further, he, Doug Burgum, has changed one of those ads that he ran for over a month talking about deficit. He's now changed it to, I think, just a shortfall spending. If you listen to the ads, he's changed it. Thank you.
I decided Doug Burgum is a social liberal by listening to your radio show when he was on, and he refused to give any real answer to the question about pro-life, pro-choice, things like that. He dodged the issue, and later he said, well, I think that's up to individuals, I'm not going to say, and this and that. So if he was pro-life, I'm guessing he would probably say, yes, I am pro-life. The fact that he will not answer that question or give very vague answers to that question, I perceive him as a social liberal.
I appreciate the calls on all of those. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple of texts coming in here. One, I support legalization of marijuana. I think it isn't as harmful as meth or other drugs, and I also believe it's safer than alcohol. I should also point out that I don't use marijuana personally, although I know people who do. I live in Valley City and will not be attending any rally. Your texts are welcome at 701-226-8503. Another texter, Tina, says, Wayne was just on Tioga Radio an hour ago, and he answered tough questions, too. All right, Tina, that's our own KTGO. And Dennis Lindahl does a program there that had Wayne on today, I'm guessing. And I you know, again, I think she's responding to the caller saying that, you know, he's inaccessible or not talking to media or anything else. It's a gubernatorial campaign. He's definitely going to be a lot of different places and needs to be. They all do, which is great, including here, by the way, as we're finding out. So we're excited about that, too. Tex, I liked Wayne a lot. I thought he was going to win easily. Now it seems like he's giving it away. All right. I wonder what leads him to believe that's the case. I am strongly supportive of medical marijuana, says another. With all the potent pain pills people can take legally, I see no reason not to allow medical marijuana. All right. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emailer says, nobody is asking Doug Burgum tough questions. Are you all afraid he'll cut off the gravy train, the big buck political half-truths he's buying? Good people oppose the killing of unborn babies. Abortion, in parentheses. In case you had any doubt what he was talking about there, Todd, he wanted to put that in parentheses for you. That was just for you. Doug Burgum.
Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime.
Am I the idiot of the room then? Is that what you're saying?
Or? I don't know. Maybe it says Scott is who the email came from.
Right.
So if there's any idiots, it's me.
Must have been for you.
Doug Burgum does not oppose abortion. How can he be a good guy when he does not stand against abortion? Again, this emailer and the other caller are basing that on the fact that he's saying, I don't want to answer that question. I want to be for less abortions. I want to be. But I would agree with all of you. It needs to be asked. We have asked. We'll continue to ask. There's no doubt about it. It is important to a lot of North Dakotans. It is. Again, since the Catholic Church has come up today, I'll tell you, as a Catholic, my understanding from the bishops and the church's teaching, priests that I've talked to about this, is that if you, as a Catholic, vote for someone that is in favor of abortion, and by the way, Heidi Heitkamp would be a prime example. So, Heidi Heitkamp, who is Catholic, voting for abortion. I'm not going to talk about her own personal situation and what that means. She can do that herself with the priest. But you, as a voter, voting for her, knowing that is her position, you are committing a sin that is equal to having an abortion or performing an abortion. It's called intrinsic evil. And again, I'm no scholar. I just learn from people who teach this faith. So that's why it's very important. It isn't like a, you know, hey, I like them, but I kind of, you know, here's what I like, here's what I don't like. It is about your own salvation that you're talking about here. It's about a peril for your own eternal life. So it's you have to take that seriously. That's why people do. So that's why I've asked those questions and will continue to. But I also think that here's my own personal opinion on it. And again, this will come up between now and June 14th with these candidates. And that is, I think it's political consultants, right? So like Wayne Stengem likes to say, you know, I don't like labels and my church says don't use labels. Well, again, I don't know if that's the church or if it's a political consultant or what, but just tell me what you think. Doug Burgum, I don't like labels. You know, I don't want the label. And I asked pro-choice, pro-life. Neither. Don't like the label. I think there's some cutesy political consultant that comes up with this stuff for these people. Do you know what I mean? I really do. The thing somehow, well, you know, you try to get both sides. No, just tell me what you believe. Just tell me what you believe. It's really simple. It's not that hard. Oh, goodness sakes. Texter says, heck no, we should not legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form. Have you seen what that does to people? How will that help productivity in North Dakota? Well, I'm with you. I'm not advocating for it. Let's see another texture. What will North Dakota do for dyslexic children in our state? 1 in 5 people are dyslexic. 29 states have laws on the books. Wow, there's a new one. Interesting. Mark says the medical marijuana thing is all about the tax dollars. More coming up, friend.
We know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site. For friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.